It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson with Andy McCann, Jim Johnson and Dan Morgan to have a look ahead to the weekend's action. We've also got Jack Collins from Fulhamish and Emily Brobin to talk about Manchester City. All of that is to come across the course of the next hour or so on this Friday show. It is a strange little weekend of action. It's worth remembering that the fixtures have been moved around a little bit from when they were initially planned. But you end up in a situation where there's three absolute belters on Saturday from 3 p.m. And everything else looks a little bit slow and sloppy until about 7:30 on Sunday night. We won't bother with the Monday ones here, but we will do them in order and we will run the right the way through them. And we will start off talking about Chelsea up against West Bromwich Albion. And you feel now, through a season, Andy, and there's two examples of it this season. It's been a while since the examples have been quite as clear and given the specific nature of the sides. But teams become equivalents of loose horses in the Grand National. And West Brom this weekend coming up against Chelsea are indeed just that. They should almost certainly be absolutely irrelevant to anything. If they do manage to interfere with Chelsea sufficiently, though, then it will put a bit of a cat amongst the pigeons.
He's some size jockey to come off as well, Allardyce, isn't he, to be fair to him? Do you know what I mean? You'd think they'd have a bit more free rein after he fell off, but maybe not. He's just had no impact at all, has he? It's been a bit mad, really, to watch, because he's done what he always does. He's brought, you know, four centre-halves in, plays them across the back four, he goes direct. I think his biggest problem this year is he just hasn't got a centre forward of any note that he can play to, he can hit diags to, he can get players in the round off. I think he's brought Maitland Niles in, no impact whatsoever. He hasn't, you know, he's barely had a kick of the ball. He's just having no impact because I don't think he's got the central figure. The lad from Digoff from West Ham who caused the scene. I think we spoke about it on the show. Is it pronounced Diagne? Is it?
Yeah, Diagne.
He's not really had any impact. I think he possibly could have done if Allardyce wouldn't have come in and Allardyce West Brom when he did. But they just look like a floating ship, don't they? It's a bit of a shame to watch them because, as you said, they look like a free horse just running around, but they're just not laying gloves on anyone at all week in, week out.